From the perspective of US audiences, the British pianist Imogen Cooper was a late bloomer, though this student of Alfred Brendel has been working steadily in the UK for decades. She was in her 50s before America became aware of this most eloquent interpreter of the classical repertoire. This week she performs Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 24 with the Philadelphia Orchestra. She'll lead this most rebellious of works by that most rebellious of composers with an ensemble that knows exactly how it should be. When Imogen Cooper was last in Philadelphia to play Mozart in 2011, she impressed the Philadelphia Orchestra musicians with her perfectly tempered reading of his 9th piano concerto, says violinist David Booth.
It never sounds overdone or too much. She just has absolutely wonderful taste, and everything is wonderfully balanced and very even. And also she's very acutely sensitive to the constantly changing psychological feelings and facets of Mozart's writing.
Those 2011 concerts were conducted by Stéphane Deneuve. This week, Cooper herself will lead the orchestra from the keyboard, a role she'll approach with confidence. The pianist believes that her late rise to prominence was no accident.
I, not being a genius, have needed 50 plus years. As it happens, my years between my 30s and my 50s were quite difficult ones, and I have caught up through living that bit longer.
Imogen Cooper is now at the height of her powers, and for this first of two visits to Philadelphia in the coming months, she'll want to get as close as possible to her fellow musicians, as she did literally, says David Booth, last time she was here.
She wanted everything in the orchestra as close as possible. At one point, she asked the first violins to move up closer to her. She said she liked to feel the warmth on her back. It brings about almost like a chamber music-like feeling to performing.
Imogen Cooper leads Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 24 in concerts with the Philadelphia Orchestra this week. She returns for an all-Schubert Philadelphia Chamber Music Society recital on February 20th.